do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Yo, it's funny. Yo, you look, nah, it's funny because you look like you had the Bray Wyatt rocking chair right there.
Like, yeah.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Art of the Finish Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Rels, joined by my tag team partners, as always, Doogie Franchise and Dom. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, you know what it is.
What up?
Come on, Doogie. Give the intro, man. You got to give the
intro. It's that D-double-O-G-I-F-R-A-N-C-H-I-S-E. Yes, siree in the place to be. Ready to go bell to bell and raise some hell with Bell. And Don, the one magic man of the evening rush. So let's go and turn y'all into Lush. Let's get it, baby. We in here. Let's
go.
That's how you get the energy rocking, right?
Hell yeah.
Yo, what's going on, yo? We got some shit to talk about tonight.
Yo. You can't wait 8 minutes, man.
Nah, we can wait 8 minutes.
I'm talking about before you say any derogatory remarks.
I'm sorry. We got some ish to talk about tonight. Yo. Oh, man.
You already blew it, so let's get it, baby.
Nah, It was only one. I'm pretty sure they could overlook that. So we got... We're gonna talk about this Royal Rumble, man.
Are we going match for match? Can we go in order?
Rumble.
Let's just go straight to it, baby.
Yeah, we might as well go match to match.
We could go match for match,
but let's actually just do let's leave the Rumble matches in the main event for the last three.
All right, let me start. Can I start this?
Go ahead, bro.
Let's start with the match we want to get out of the way first. Because I want to kick this off. This one's for you.
I already know where you're going. Go ahead. Don, I think he had a revelation, Don. I can see it on his face, and I know you don't want to admit it, but Don, I know where he's going with it. Thank you, because I already know where he's going. Go ahead. Say it. Go ahead. Tell me I was right. Watch. Tell me I was right. Just tell me I was right. Go ahead, because I know where you're going. Tell me I was right.
I just got one thing to say before he say that. Samoa Joe did a hell of a match last night against Derby.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. I want to hear him say it because I already know where he's going. Please, and I'm gonna tell you exactly. I know what he's talking about. We didn't talk about this all week at all, but I already know where he's going because the look on his face. I already know. So just tell me I was right.
I'm not saying you're right, but what I will say was.
But you're not saying I'm wrong either.
Bray Wyatt.
Thank you.
Was terrible. And I will say this. Yo, Bray Wyatt's fans. For Bray Wyatt to really make it, he gotta stop with the gimmick, the hokey bullshit. I'm sorry, because
Doogie, what have I been saying for months?
Huh?
What have I been saying for months about Bray Wyatt?
You saying Alexa Bliss versus Bianca Belair was a match not I expected. As we go in, seriously, I was watching it. I was like, come on, why is this a rave match?
It was pretty. I've been saying this.
I was
months.
Mad that we did a live show of it because I wanted to fall asleep like three or four times and I couldn't.
Yo, this is what I was saying. When you take away the entrance, his entrance is a spectacle. It's awesome. When the bell rings.
It's not even the match. It was the fact that it was super hokey for no reason. Okay.
The match was so bad, it was about 7 minutes.
It wasn't the match. Like, yo, I just thought it was stupid. That's the only thing. It was just stupid. Because, like, I'm saying, like, yo, bro, look. Undertaker did all that hokey stuff, too.
But Undertaker hadn't. Okay, Undertaker did all the hokey stuff, right? But
he still had the match. That's the thing. It wasn't nothing crazy, lights out. We need to wrestle in the dark and go in the dark outfits. Like, we don't need to have red light. That's how I was like, yo, that's what's killing him for me.
Like, that was the dope part to me.
No, that's too much.
The dope part was like, what?
The wrestling part was just trash. Like,
yeah, that's what I said. You get rid of it once you get past the entrance. Once you get past the fight, the lights went off, and we were like, okay, this is the kind of match. Once you look past the fact that he has some neon glow-in-the-dark paint on his face, after that, everything else is just like, what the hell is this? And then Uncle Howdy missed the whole spot off the top. Like, yo, come on, man.
The yo, fire it's coming up. All that. It's this is the yo. I feel like.
Let me ask you a question. I want your honest opinion. Do you looking at this Bray Wyatt match on Saturday, right? Do you really think? And I want your opinion. And it's right now. I'm not talking about 6 months. Do you really think it would be believable to put him in a match with Roman Reigns next month if they had to?
Nah.
It hurts to say it because I'm with the
promos every week, right? But I like the promos with a purpose, you know what I mean? Because the first couple were vague, then the ones for LA Knight was still vague, but there was like other side stuff, so it wasn't directly towards LA Knight, which was weird. While LA, and like I even said this on the phone to somebody, I said, yo, LA Knight carried this whole feud, yo, honestly. Because all his promos was directed towards.
I disagree to the fake.
It is. He did.
Because all this stuff.
Now, go ahead.
Because all this stff was directed toward. It was too. It wasn't. It was pinpointed. And okay, then, like. So... Go ahead.
No, because I was going to say, so where I agree with you say LA Knight carried the whole feud, because throughout the whole feud, LA Knight's whole purpose was Bray Wyatt is Uncle Howdy. Bray Wyatt is the evil people you guys keep saying he's not, right? Mm-hmm. Bray Wyatt half the time was like, yo, I'm not that guy. But then he goes and he attacks a cameraman. And then all of a sudden he goes and he beats up. And then 1 week he comes out of nowhere and he goes, yes, I am Uncle Howdy. Yes, I am the Fiend. Yes, I am all these guys. Like, The highlight of the whole feud was Undertaker saying whatever he said to Bray Wyatt's ear, only to have that terrible match on Saturday after. So it was like, what the hell?
Like, and then, and this is my thing. I'm like, yo, Uncle Undertaker did all that spooky, spooky stuff. But yo, when it came to the wrestling, it wasn't, yo, lights got to be a certain color. It was a regular match, and he just worked. Yo, I feel like Bray Wyatt didn't do, like, yo, he's doing too much to be different. Like, yo, just stick with the same plan. All that is unnecessary.
I would have bought Bray Wyatt coming back. Remember when he first came back and he had that first interview, like just as himself? I would have at least liked for them to go with that for a couple of months, just to see if it could catch any traction with the fans. Like, let him just be himself. Like, if you want to do, like, little hokey shit, like, have, like, little firehouse, like, the funhouse pets show up, like, here and there. No, but I'm okay with him showing up, like, here and there during his match or whatever, distract him. But, like, to have, like, the whole Uncle Howdy thing. Like Uncle Howdy attacked him at first, and then all of a sudden now he's on the same side. It's confusing. Sense. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, like,
it's too much. It's too much. Like, I'm like, yo, bro, you're doing too much.
And I'm going to be totally honest with you. Since Bray Wyatt came back, even as the Fiend, like, whose career has he elevated?
I don't think his purpose was to elevate anybody.
But that's what wrestlers came out of the better wrestlers after fighting him?
After fighting the Fiend?
Yeah.
Everyone who turned into a heel after, at this point. Because, like, that's pretty much the Fiend did.
The Fiend's character
turned everyone
in
the heels.
No, he turned him. Well, the Fiend's character was like, if I started with you as a heel, you're now a babyface. If I started with you as a babyface, you're now a heel.
Yo, facts.
It was like his character really changed every character around.
Like, yo, Miz ended up as a babyface for some weird reason.
Except for Goldberg.
And Goldberg, and you know why? Because Goldberg is trash. I hate Goldberg.
But okay, hey babe. So KD, let me ask you, because you saying Bray Wyatt LA Knight was too short. You gotta ask yourself, why was it too short? You don't think that people back in the back know, like, that this match wasn't, first of all, it was presented by Mountain Dew. So there was no seriousness to it anyway.
Like, oh, by the way, that drink is bombs though.
Is it?
Yeah. That pitch black joint is bomb.
So the pitch black match made you go get a Mountain Dew pitch black?
Yeah.
I was
like Cody.
Like
I wanted to.
So now guys like you is the reason why Bray Wyatt still wrestles. Thanks a lot.
Listen, come out. Cody tasted it at the end, and it made me want to taste it because he was like, "Oh."
I got a lot to say about Cody.
I do too.
And y'all not gonna like it, but
I think I know where you're going with this too.
I feel like
we're gonna be here this episode. We tag team in this episode because let's get to the issues with the women's match.
Okay, so I didn't really care for Bianca and Alexa because we knew Bianca was gonna win. But
you know
why? Thing with that once again, then you have the whole Uncle Howdy come out again after it is. Obviously they're gonna come out. There's gonna be two different people. But
the same issue I had with the Bray and LA is the same issue I have. I'm like, yo, you're doing too much, yo. And, she did too much to do nothing. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, you trying to make all these steps. I'm going to scrape her eyes out. I'm going to be in the head. But, yo, she mollywopped you.
No, the one thing I remember from her saying from the feud is, oh, she doesn't need to worry about Bray Wyatt or Uncle Howdy. She needs to worry about me. Why? 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 Yeah. Like, because at the end of the day, you pose no threat.
Yo. Like, you, and they need a real threat, but yo, please.
It's going to be Murder Oscar, man.
If it's not Oscar, it got to be, they need to bring Nia Jackson.
No, in WWE logic, they have Carmella win the fucking, oh, I'm sorry, they have Carmella win the...
Well, you over the 8 minutes chamber. Now.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry. Well, it's just the frustration with the Royal Rumble in general is just too much. Like,
yeah, it was definitely. But yo, if it wasn't for the end, it wouldn't have been.
The undercard wasn't needed.
I like the pay per view. I will say that I like both Royal Rumble matches and the main event. But
you like that women's match? I mean,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I like the women's rumble better than I like the men's.
Oh wait, yeah, the men's rumble. Yeah, reverse that. Yeah, I like the men's women's rumble was trash.
All right, so let's get to the rumbles now. We got rid of the undercard. So let's get to the rumble. So the women's rumble, I had no problem with the women's rumble. Honestly, it was what it was. My expectations for the women's rumble was always low anyway. So I'm happy Rhea was number one. I'm happy that it really came down to like Rhea Rhea, Asuka, and Liv. I like that one and two was the last two left. I like it. I like Asuka came back as Murder Asuka, Kana. If you ever seen her wrestling start, oh man, she's different. She's going back the heel route, so I'm okay with that. I like the fact that Chelsea Green had the Santino Morello moment when she came in and got thrown over. I guess
like
my Nia
Jax
was so
coming back.
I really didn't care.
You like who?
Nia Jax. I love
Nia. Oh, hell yeah. Me too. I really didn't care for that.
Only because, only okay, so my only gripe about Royal Rumbles, period, is I hate when a Royal Rumble guy comes back or a woman comes back as a surprise and gets eliminated like 2 minutes after she came out.
Yo,
they jumped her.
They did the same thing in a Rumble 2 with Booker T. Surprise wrestler, and then he gets thrown out after he does a spinner Rooney. He did that same thing in 2014. It's the exact same thing. He clean house, does a spinner Rooney, gets thrown right over the top rope. But I'll get back to that men's rumble in a second.
Because that was a big surprise too.
Mm-hmm. But I get back to that men's rumble. But yeah, like
overall, the women's Royal Rumble was dope.
Yes, I think more so because they had surprises in it. They had NXT wrestlers in it, so they let them shine.
We can't, KB.
Yeah, because Dawn decided he wanted to actually stream the show.
That's funny.
So, yeah. But the right person won the women's rumble. Let's just put it that way. The right person won.
Yeah, definitely. I mean.
So now my question to you is, how do you guys feel about choosing Charlotte over Bianca?
I was happy. I was actually happy. I wasn't want to see a fight, Bianca.
I mean, go ahead. I did, but that's just me being a total, you know, bad guy. So I'd have been like, oh, look at these two sexy women wrestling each other. But either way, I don't mind her picking Charlotte. Yeah,
I think the bright side of her picking Charlotte is that you can do Bianca and Rhea later on down the line. It's still a fresh match that really hasn't been seen on the main roster yet. So you can save that. And storyline sense, it makes all the reason for Rhea to choose Charlotte anyway. Yeah, I just don't like the whole face heel dynamic of that. Because Charlotte is not a face.
Last week you was dead set. Rhea was gonna pick
I mean we all thought so.
Bianca. No, I didn't think so.
You didn't think
so? I mean I didn't have an idea who she was gonna pick.
I
wouldn't have been surprised if she would have said, oh, I want to be the NXT champion. Or
I don't think so.
Because that's been happening a lot.
Yeah, she didn't need that, though. She didn't need
that. Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, the storyline, since it makes all the sense for Rhea to challenge Charlotte. Like I said, I'd rather Charlotte be the heel than Rhea the babyface. But Rhea's killing it right now, such as a heel that.
And you know what it is, though? Which makes sense. Why it makes perfect sense. Who ended every title reign of Rhea's?
Charlotte. That's why I said it makes perfect sense storyline wise. Yeah. It makes sense.
And now she's Mama Sita.
Yeah. Now and it's a different Rhea this time around, so there's no reason she should lose to Charlotte at WrestleMania.
True.
But
true.
But WWE is WWE, and I don't care if Triple H may be in charge or not. I don't care. Triple H looks at Charlotte like Ric Flair, so if Charlotte does win, it wouldn't surprise me either.
Back.
This is the same guy who brought Charlotte back on her first night and gave her the championship. So it doesn't surprise me.
Back.
Triple H hasn't made the best decisions, and that was not.
Well, I mean, some of them decisions I know he be getting overwritten on. I'm starting to feel that way.
Yeah. Because
this whole decision of this Royal Rumble showed. Those wasn't his decisions.
Which now brings me to the men's rumble.
Can I go first?
Go ahead.
Okay. So we all know Cody won. I'm more cool with that. Hold on. I'm cool with that.
Cody, by the way, Cody didn't win. But go ahead.
I think I know where you're going with that. I know where you're going with that because there was something that happened that nobody's talking about.
Mm-hmm. I hate the way Cody won.
Absolutely.
The fact that he came out at number 30 to win it and beat Gunther, who was out there from, like I said, I don't hate that he won. I'd rather him come out, like, if he came out at least number 25, 26, I wouldn't care. But him as number 30,
this is what irked me. Two things about that irked me, because it was Saturday that led into Monday. One, he came out at number 30, which was the biggest non-surprise ever in the history of the Rumble. Two, Monday night, he comes out and he goes, I outlasted 29 other men. No, you didn't. And thank God Damian Priest said that. He was like, yo, you didn't outlast 29 men. You came out number 30. Like,
yo. Everybody says, that's why I don't care. Everybody says that. It's just that, bro, you came out at number 30. Like, yo, as a big comeback, yo, if he came out earlier, it would have been better. I don't care if he came out halfway through or any time before that.
This is going to be the big problem for Cody.
People would have respected it more.
Yep. Cody's going to win the title. We all know he's going to win because they're milking this like this is his life and he has to win. I'm going to give it like a month after he wins the title that he's going to start getting booed. Because right now my problem with Cody is that you can obviously tell that he is Triple H's handpicked wrestler.
I'm not saying all of that. I ain't saying all of that.
He is. And Cody is kissing major ass right now. Cody is toting the company line as the company line man right now so bad that I'm actually want Roman to beat him at WrestleMania. That's how bad it's gotten.
See, and I'm tired of Roman
belts.
It's not going to be for the undisputed WWE Universal.
I think what's going to happen, Cody's going to win. The belt's getting split. No, I already know what's going to happen. Cody's going to win, and then the night after, Cody's going to split the belts up. It makes no sense.
Cody's
gonna split
it up. Nah, they're gonna split it up before that. But go ahead, because they already splitting up the tag team
title. Nah, they're not splitting the belts up either.
All right.
Sammy, when it goes down, bro.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Sammy and KO versus the Usos at WrestleMania is such a big match. You can't split the belts up. You have to let.
Well, we don't know if Jay. We don't even know if Jay is a part of the.
Nah, we're gonna get to that. I got my own theories. We're gonna get to that. I got my theories on that one. But back to the Rumble itself. So back to the Rumble. Yeah. So my thing with Cody is that it's getting to the point now. Like, I'll be waiting for Cody to come out on his interviews and start crying. Because that's where Cody starts heading now. Cody cries like Moxley bleeds, and it's getting bad. Like, it's really bad.
He's a chick, man.
And
his wife's gonna get up for him.
No, and it's gonna get a matter of time before Cody starts getting all emotional like that, and fans are gonna start to turn on him. Watch.
If Cody wins both titles, Seth Rollins is taking the title from Cody. I don't think it's gonna be at SummerSlam, or he's getting cashed in on.
I think Seth will win Money in the Bank.
He's not winning Money in the Bank.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Do you see Cody as a long term champion? Like say he wins at WrestleMania. You see Cody as a champion. Let's just say to like Rumble times back. Mania next year.
No, I give him to SummerSlam.
Yeah, you're right, KD. Back. Cody will.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I don't even think Cody cares about being a long term champion. I just think he cares about being a champion.
It's just to put it in the family name.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to put it in the family's name. Because I'm gonna be honest, yo. Cody right now is the ticket, but like, yo, there's too many people around him building themselves up.
Yeah.
And too many people around him building themselves up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, I think the problem with Cody is that he was gone so long. And I think if Sammy wasn't as big as he's gotten, I think Cody coming back would have been a big deal. But WWE ruined it by also announcing him coming back. He should have just not said nothing. Or they should have said something along the lines like Cody's still injured, put it under the dirt sheets and said, yo, something happened. He had a mishap with the injury. It's going to be out a little longer. Like Elimination Chamber. They could have even said, he's coming back at Elimination Chamber and then brought him back at the Rumble. And you would have been like, oh, shit, Cody's back.
It should have been more of a surprise. Yeah. And that's the problem.
Yeah, and that's the big problem because it became too predictable. When you got to 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, you were like, oh, Cody's number 30.
Yeah.
Like, and then he comes out at 30, and it's like, yeah, you're supposed to eliminate Gunther. He's been in the ring for like an hour and a half. What do you expect?
I hate the way Cody, you can't compare
him to Rhea. Because Rhea laid down half the match.
Yeah. But Rhea was in the match.
She was in the match, but she laid down majority of it.
And I'm okay with that.
Gunther was straight fighting.
First of all, I'm okay with that.
The whole Rumble.
Yeah, and I'm okay with Rhea laying down half the match because she, at the end of the day, she's still a heel. That's what heels do. Gunther's a different type of heel too, bro. Yeah, but Gunther's different though. Come on.
Gunther went straight fight. I would have loved if Gunther would have won.
I'm okay with him winning Money in the Bank this year. It might be his year to win Money in the Bank.
Oh my God!
And
Gunther got cash in on Cody.
The last couple pay per views, Gunther has been doing his thing.
Gunther's been doing his thing since NXT UK.
Gunther, the only person, Gunther and Walter, man. Two different pieces, man.
The only person with no finisher. He just beats you.
They chop the same, bro.
Yeah.
They chop the same, dog.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, already calling it Gunther versus Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania.
Gunther versus McIntyre and Sheamus, triple threat.
Nah,
it's gonna be a triple threat. I already heard the rumors. Triple threat. They said a lot of officials want to see that match. That's gonna be a show stealer. I don't care, nobody. Them three.
That might be better than the main event.
Yeah, depending on what night that's on.
That's fair.
Back.
But yeah, I like the Men's Royal Rumble match. I just hate the way Cody won it. That's pretty much my only gripe. There was a lot of stuff I like because A lot of
Cody didn't win the Rumble.
He was given
still number 17. Where
I don't count that.
Yeah, I'm counting that. Where is number 17? He never got in the ring.
My gripe with that is like there were guys who should have been in the Rumble that didn't get in the Rumble. Like Dolph Ziggler's been in the Rumble every year for the last 15 years and he was healthy. Why did you just put him in the Rumble? That was disrespectful. I get that. But
it could have been an old wrestler in the ring.
Bro, ain't no big difference in Brock Lesnar coming out. It's no big difference in Brock Lesnar coming out and losing in 3 minutes, getting eliminated in 3 minutes. It's no big difference.
That was the great setup for him and Lashley again. I agree with that. That right there was on the money, especially because he's been like going hard at Lashley. So yeah, that was a great moment for that. That situation.
In the Rumble, they set up a lot of WrestleMania matches. Logan Paul's going to be fighting Seth Rollins. That's going to be a banger.
Even though I think him and Ricochet, the way they hit.
Yeah, but Ricochet now WrestleMania worthy like that.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but the way they hit.
Bro, I like Ricochet, but he's not Ricochet. He's not WrestleMania.
Real, bro.
Ricochet is okay. Friday night before WrestleMania worthy.
A low-key a low-key setup.
Am I lying though?
Nah, you're not lying. You ain't lying.
A low-key setup. I hope they go with. Is that Johnny Gargano versus Austin Theory?
I honestly
started pushing that, didn't they?
Nah, because that's Elimination Chamber. But Austin Theory is supposed to be fighting Cena. So.
Allegedly.
Let me ask you a question. Do y'all care?
Huh?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in the belief that I feel like Austin Theory could be the biggest babyface in the company. I don't know why they keep pushing him as a heel. But obviously WWE sees something in him as a heel. I see him more as a babyface.
That's because I
don't like Theory at all. So it doesn't make a difference.
It'll be a big difference.
In the world of wrestling, for people to love you, they got to hate you first.
Oh, they hate you first. That's right. That didn't do with The Rock. Well kind of. Because he started off as a babyface first, and then that didn't work.
It worked for Cena. Heel.
They did it with Cena. Cena was a babyface first.
No, he was a heel first.
He was a babyface first.
A heel?
Oh, wait. No, Cena, you're right. He was.
Cena debuted again.
But he almost got fired.
He was a heel. He was a heel when he started the rapping.
Yeah.
Oh, he was supposed to be a heel?
No, he wasn't.
He started doing the rap stuff when he came out as Vanilla.
I'm gonna tell you something. The rap stuff didn't get over until he started rapping about Vince McMahon. That's when he started becoming a babyface. But before that, he was a heel.
I'll tell you the day he became a babyface when he slapped Stephanie McMahon on that butt.
On that butt, he sure did.
You know what I'm saying?
And it was off to the races ever since.
Yeah. But other than that, what was it? What were you talking about?
Men's Rumble. Off as a heel.
Oh God, don't bring up that devil.
I'm sorry.
I gotta watch that. I gotta go back and check that out.
Booker T started off as a heel.
Of course, he was Harlem Heat.
Yeah, from 110th Street too, by the way.
Yeah,
all.
You forgot to say it, hardcore OG from 110th Street.
That's right. From 100, they made sure they said 110th. They didn't tell you exactly where in 110th.
For real, that is true. Like, is that Lexington, Amsterdam? Like, where we at? Harlem's a big place, brother.
But yeah, I had a great with the Rumble. I think problem with the Rumble is that I feel like the Rumble should be the Rumble is to start the WrestleMania, but I also feel like the Rumble should have surprises in it. I would have been okay with like a Zack Ryder coming back or I'm just throwing out names, but something for the surprise value.
It's because you're used to that.
Yes, exactly. So when I don't see it, and then I see Cody come out at number 30 and he wins, I'm not happy with the Rumble. I'm sorry.
But you gotta get out of what you're used to, though.
I can't.
But do you think that that's why they put it first? Because they already knew.
No, they put it first because they knew Sammy wasn't going to be in the Rumble.
They knew.
Think about it.
Cody was. They knew everybody knew Cody was gonna win. So it didn't really matter.
That's one. Yeah, yeah.
It didn't really matter how it turned out.
Okay, Doogie. Take what they did at the end of Royal Rumble, right? And you put that before the Royal Rumble match. Now the Royal Rumble's a dead crowd. That crowd don't care no more.
No, and that's fair. I understand that because they knew what there was going to happen at the end.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But like multiple reasons why it made sense putting the men's first. Most people already knew Cody was winning, so you might as well just start it off and get that out of the way.
That's
also,
why,
the fact that if they would have shot themselves completely in the foot if they threw Sami Zayn in the Royal Rumble.
Absolutely. Because if Sami Zayn would have been in the Rumble and he had got eliminated and Cody came out at 30, Cody would have been booed out the building.
Exactly.
Anything that didn't amount with Sami Zayn winning the Rumble would have been a complete failure.
Either way, that's what I'm going with. The Rumble was too predictable.
Let me ask you a question before we go to break, because we're gonna spend that next half an hour talking about that Roman thing. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think at this point, and I'm being honest, do you think Triple H is a better booker than Vince McMahon is?
Yeah, still, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
because he's telling stories. He's telling intricate stories. And he's doing setups. It's nothing like as random as people think. There's always some detail in there that's setting something up. Vince wasn't really doing that.
Now it's gonna be KD. That's the match for that. And to be honest with you, I know for Sami Zayn, that's probably bigger than WrestleMania for him having to fight Roman for the championship in his hometown. Yeah, exactly. So for him, it's bigger, but screw that. For us fans, we wanted that Mania. So, but I got some theories about how I feel about how Mania's
gonna
go.
Before we go to commercial, I want to throw this out here right now. Mm-hmm. And I'll make this the hot take. If you want, you can take it how y'all want. I don't want Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I don't even care about Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns. There's only one person I want to see versus Roman Reigns.
I already know where you're going.
All right.
Go ahead, say his name. Say his name.
Before
we go to break. There we go. We're going to talk about that when we get back from break. So if you're looking to start a podcast on the Evening Rush Network and you don't know how, this is how you do it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it. Now, here are our sponsors.
All right, and we are back talking about the Royal Rumble fallout. So for the first half an hour, what happened?
Real quick, shout out to KD for calling in both times.
Oh, absolutely. And, absolutely. Chilling
with us, yo.
Absolutely. Shout out to you. So for the first half an hour, we talked about the Royal Rumble fallout, and now we get to the real main event, which was the main event of the Royal Rumble. Which saved the Royal Rumble. I just want to say, let me start off first by saying the match itself was pretty decent, although you already knew who was going to win. But the last 15 minutes of the show was the second best storyline ever for me. I only say second best because I always feel like Macho Man and Hogan was the best storyline. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. By the way, rest in peace to Macho Man's brother who passed away today.
Randy Poffo.
Yep. So rest in peace. You know, wrestling fans, if you know him as a genius in the 90s. So rest in peace to him. But yeah, so that I was totally invested in that last 15 minutes, not trying to figure out where it was gonna go. Not seeing, actually called it from the jump because I told Don Sami Zayn's shirt was ripped. So something was gonna happen with that shirt at the any point anyway. So because you can see when he came out, there was a cut at the top of his shirt. So I knew either he was gonna rip it off or it was gonna get ripped off. But that ending was just bananas. Like, it's just honestly the best storyline in years. And I'm AEW diehard fan, but WWE caught me and brought me in to the point like I want to see what happens on SmackDown tomorrow. I want to see where they go with it next.
Like, but yo, hold up. Both of us said, yo, those was the best super kicks I've ever seen.
Yo, those are the most brutal super kicks. Yo, shout outs to Kevin Owens for taking back to back to back to back to back to back to back super kicks while being handcuffed. Like, back. You can't even protect yourself. So you gotta understand how incredibly safe these wrestlers are with their moves to hit you and make it look like it really hurts and not kill you at the same time. Because in real life, shit, Kevin Owens' face would have been bloody, bruised, and battered. Like, back. So yo. Now my take is this, right? So I do feel like Jay's gonna turn on Sammy. I do feel like he's gonna sucker him. But I also feel like Jay is gonna somehow cost Roman the championship at WrestleMania. I don't know how, but I feel like what we've seen on the Royal Rumble was the beginning of the breaking of the bloodline. That was the beginning. Shout outs to the callback from Sammy hitting Roman in that chair with the back from when Seth did it when he's with the Shield. It's the exact same way Roman fell, the exact same way. He had the exact same look on his face. And that's the one thing I say is different about Triple H that it is with Vince McMahon. Triple H put the story together. I mean, considering Triple H was actually a part of that whole Seth Rollins turning on Roman storyline too, but it was just like just the whole storytelling and from him apologizing to Jay for doing it, for Jimmy, who was supposed to be his man. Jimmy Uso is the perfect example of why you can't be cool with certain dudes, man. Jimmy was his number one supporter from the jump and was the first one to super kick the crap out of Sammy.
Shout out to Malave for calling Jimmy being the one to pull the trigger on Sammy.
Yeah, he did. He sure did, too. Because remember, we was like, yo, we didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And now, for that some odd reason, Jimmy's become the more vicious Uso.
But
and the funny thing about it, right, is because every Uso... Every member in the bloodline has their own story arc, right? And like Malave said, we never knew what Jimmy's story arc was. Now it's almost as if Jimmy has kind of moved into that right-hand man role that Jay had. And
But you gotta also remember, Jimmy has always been that man. Like, so he's carried the Uso. This is the first time Jay really stood out of carrying.
So Jimmy was at one point, Jimmy was the better Uso, and then he got hurt, and then Jay came into his own in that Roman feud, and at that point you realized that Jay Uso was actually a big star, and it was like, damn, you can actually carry
him a big star.
That's what I'm saying.
Was where Roman's help.
I mean, all of them are helping each other. Because Roman can't be the head of the table without the Usos. The Usos aren't as good as they are without Roman. Solo comes in and adds his own. Paul Heyman comes in and just puts it all together. So they all have their own. Like, the day comes when Solo comes, the day when it comes and Solo turns on Roman, that's it. That's the end of the bloodline.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have your stories. Like, okay, let's just say Jay decides he doesn't want to be with the bloodline no more. Does Jimmy stay with the bloodline or he go with his brother? Does Solo stay with the bloodline or does he go with his brother? Because at the end of the day, we tend to forget that Solo is actually the Usos' little brother. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but Solo has stepped into such a character of his own that we tend to forget that. And that says a lot for Solo, because Solo was not like that at NXT. Like, he came to the main roster and just automatically became something totally different. So
when it's beast mode.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think? Do you?
All right. So before we went on break, I said Jey Uso should be the one I would like to see wrestle Roman. And that's because everything that happened with that whole scenario with Sami Zayn, Roman, the chair, and Kevin was the same. It was a similar scenario with Jey Uso, Roman, and Kevin. And the and the only slight difference was Jey hit Kevin. And then if you look at it, yo, all the stuff that Sami Zayn went through, Jey Uso went through it too and was still slightly going through it.
Yep.
Like, yo, it was never enough to just be down. It was never enough, never enough. And then what was the last test? Take out Kevin Owens. And I had a conversation earlier when I was saying, like, yo, this whole long reign that he had was usually because of Jey Uso. And like I said, he's never, and then I was telling you, like, the first crack is Jey Uso, because when Jey Uso realizing, like, yo, you did what I couldn't do. Like, you saw good in me when nobody else wouldn't. They kept calling me hothead and all this other stuff. They did all this other things. They made you in charge of me, but instead of you bossing me around, you just try to be a friend. Anytime Roman try to come at me, you saved me. That's what he's looking at. Then on top of that, you also got to realize, yo, Roman never really beat Jey. He never really beaten Jey. He got victories, yes, but never in a clear-cut way. The first time he fought Jey, Jimmy threw in the towel. The second time he beat Jey, Jimmy came in and got choked out, and he had to save Jimmy.
He never pinned Jey, right?
Never. Mm. And then, like, he just kept manipulating him, using, mind you, he said, Roman says, yo, if you don't fall in line, you and your brother is out there. Everything he was doing was to protect Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, yo, at this point, I bet I'm a falling in line. I'm going to do my thing. Yo, Jimmy comes in. Jimmy calls his little brother a bitch when he first comes in.
He walked around with a shirt that said, I'm nobody's bitch.
Yeah, and he said it directly to his brother. So it's like, all right, wow, you going to come in and play me like that, dogs? All right. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you mad cool? What that mean?
I never understood. The only flaw to this Bloodline storyline, I never understood how one week Jimmy was like, I'm not joining. And then the next week he was like, yo, I acknowledge you. I fall in line.
That's because he's in on it, bro. He's in on it.
Okay, so now this is my gripe, right? Because I get what you're saying, right? And when Vince was in charge, I would have never thought they'd have took that story to that point. Now that Triple H is in charge, now I think differently. Now I think this could be one big plot. You get what I'm saying?
Yo, I get it. And then, like, all right. Son.
I think the only saving grace about this storyline is that Paul Heyman and Roman overwrites a lot of things that they try to do with the storyline, so they put their own input in it. So that's why I think the storyline makes so much sense, and it sounds like what we're saying right now, we can connect the dots, and it would make sense if it happened that way. I do feel like when Roman does lose the titles at WrestleMania, it's going to be because of his family members. I can't see him beating Cody straight up one-on-one.
And then, yo, there's a lot of things.
You saying Roman can't beat Cody?
It's not going to happen straight one-on-one. First of all, when is the last time Roman won a match one-on-one?
He just beat Owens one-on-one.
That was
no.
That was one-on-one.
Bro, that wasn't one-on-one.
Who interfered?
Bro, that wasn't one-on-one.
Think about it. We talked about it that night.
Bro, that wasn't one-on-one.
He beat him fair and square, bro. He beat him first, and then all of that happened.
Bro, that wasn't one-on-one. Wasn't there a point in time when the referee was knocked out?
Kevin Owens is the one that knocked him out.
Didn't Kevin Owens have the pin?
Yeah, but the referee was knocked out.
There you go, my point. So it's not clean.
Let
me ask you a question. How many times in a Roman match is a ref bump?
Yo, can you name everybody Roman beat without seeing Jey Uso outside running around acting crazy or getting involved?
I think the only one that I can think that Roman beat off the top of my head straight up was Paul like Logan. Braun, Logan Paul, and nope. probably Matt Riddle.
Nope. See? Logan Paul, Uso still came out for that.
Oh, that's now, true. That's true because his brother came out.
I made this list today. Braun, and that was just to showcase one new move.
That's when he choked him out, right?
Yep. Matt Riddle and Big E.
And we're not going to talk about Big E, though. We're not going to talk
exactly. After that, yo, Roman could be nobody.
And let's be clear. How many times did it look like Roman should have lost? Because he should have lost to Drew at Clash at the Castle.
He should. How many? And yo,
he should have lost to Drew.
And yo, let me ask you a question. Being the fact that he never, most of the people, when he realized he really cannot beat somebody, interference and all, he never runs it back.
Yeah, because his thing always is, yo, I'm done with them.
Xavier, he never ran it back. He still owed Xavier Woods 30 minutes.
Xavier a lot. Yeah, absolutely. He took his crown and broke it and then wore it. Yo, he's disrespectful.
Seth Rollins, he owed Seth Rollins a lot.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's criminal how Seth Rollins never got a rematch.
Yo,
ignored it.
And that's what I'm saying. And Jey Uso said it best. Yo, let's run it back. Cause he's like, yo,
I need him to come out and tell Roman, you've never pinned me.
I need him to say, yo, you never beat me. And then, okay, so you want to hear another thing I have? You know, remember that Uso promo that was OD funny?
Yeah.
Yo, what if all this stuff Jimmy was saying to Sammy was him really what he wanted to say to Roman?
What do you mean?
Yo, I hate you. I never liked you. I don't like.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Everybody around here is scared to say it, but I won't be the one that, like. And then the last line of all that was, I don't give a damn what the tribal chiefs say. Come on.
I remember that. And they kind of like swept that one right under the rug.
Yo.
But then you could also look at it too. Like, when has Roman ever really took Jey serious? That was his right hand man. He also used the chief, but at the same time, he, like you said, he's called him a hothead. He said Sammy take charge of him.
Yo.
At one point, it almost looked like he trusted Sammy more than he trusted Jey.
Exactly. But then, but my thing is because, yo, he don't want Jey. Like, yo, you know what it is? And I said, another thing I have, yo, if Jey wrestles Roman, he don't have to beat Roman. He doesn't have to beat him. All he has to do is make Roman look weak. Like, yo.
He needs to beat Roman.
No, he don't. I'm gonna tell you. You ever seen the movie 300?
I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never seen the whole thing.
All right, so yeah, you gotta watch the whole thing and you'll get it because they don't win. All they had to do was fight their way through, and then all it took was one shot on like Xerxes, who was supposed to be a god in people's eyes, and show that he can bleed, and they did that. If you make a guy bleed, you know you can beat him. He's now just a man to you.
Mm-hmm.
Roman out here talking about, I'm in God mode. Yo, you hurt Roman bad enough, he's now longer in God mode. He's just like the rest of us.
Well, we all know Roman's Achilles heel is that he always likes to turn his back to people who steal chairs. That's about the dumbest thing he does, and it works every time.
Yo. And then, Let's be honest. Yo, anybody in this group got siblings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yo, you think your cousin could come up and just tell you and your siblings what to do? Like, y'all ain't gonna be like, yo, who you?
I love this elaborate storytelling, but I gotta see this play out for us to be like, yo, this is what really happened. Because for all we know, Jay could just go right back and turn on Sammy. The Usos could just go to WrestleMania, fight KO and Sammy, and lose the belts. And then Roman just loses to Cody straight up, and none of this doesn't mean anything.
It could be. Eventually, because
the bloodline storyline might be told better once Roman loses the belts. Once the Usos and Roman both lose everything. You're not the head of the table anymore if you don't have a championship to show for it. And I've been saying that since the beginning. If you're not the champion, how are we supposed to now fall in line to you?
Mm-hmm. Like, yo, son, there's so many. Yeah, there's so many ways you can go. I'm sorry, but there's so many ways you can go with this. That was
the ultimate ending for me. Somehow, Jay's. I feel like Jay's gonna go back to the bloodline because his brother's there, and his brother's probably gonna talk him into it. But his heart's not gonna be in it like it was. I feel like they're gonna lose the belts at WrestleMania, but I feel like Jimmy's gonna be the one to get pinned, not Jay. And then something's gonna happen where they're gonna have a face to face with Sammy and Jay, and Sammy's gonna tell Jay like you don't have to be underneath your tribal chief, like you don't have to be there. Like if I could get away, so can you. We got a call.
Call from
the American Airlines now.
That is not for us.
That's the show.
That was American Airlines.
The American Airlines, Matsua Nuru, is in the building.
My brother, what's going on?
What is going on, fellas? Okay, I am here to stop the shop that Orel over here is spitting. This Cody hate has to stop right now. It has to stop.
Yo, why he cutting a promo, son?
Yeah, he really is cutting a promo on me, right? You see that, right?
First of all, say what now?
You cutting a promo on me right now.
I am cutting a promo on the Art of the Finish podcast, only on the YouTube, okay? Only on the YouTube. Please go to the Evening Rush Network to go find the Art of the Finish podcast where the American Airlines Master New Rule tears apart these three a-holes over here, okay? Let's start with Cody, okay? I'm just playing. Let's start with Cody, all right? First of all, as his lawyer,
He did
outlast 29 other men. You know why he did? Because it was 30 people that punched his ticket to go to the Royal Rumble. Now, I understand that he was number 30, and I understand it was probably about, maybe 8 or 9 people lingering around. But realistically, 30 people had an opportunity to be outlast or outlasted. So, yes, he did outlast 29 other men, even though he only defeated 8 people. We understand that.
I want to cut you off real quick. So you really think Cody would have survived the Rumble that would have had Brock in it, that would have had Lashley in it, that would have had Braun in it, that would have had... I'm just saying.
Yes.
In it.
I do.
Hold on. Here's my answer to that. The answer is yes, because if you have Omos and you have Braun and you have other people in the ring, those things are going to happen. People are going to cancel other people out. Cody doesn't have to eliminate everybody. Nobody has to eliminate everybody in order to win. All right? You don't. You ain't got. You know that's the rule of the game. You know that don't have to happen at all. When has one of your top guys, like I'm talking about like a Seth, even a Roman Reigns, even a, let me see somebody like in the mid-2000s, a John Cena or even a Batista, when did they have to single-handedly drop the Undertaker or the Giant Gonzalez or Yokozuna, any one of those big top heels in that moment of time? They never had to do that. It was always 8 or 7 WWE superstars tossing someone like that out. So, yeah, Cody could still win if he was number 1 or 30 or 15 or 14 or lucky number 17 because Rey Mysterio didn't even come, right? Right, Don?
Yep, that's right.
Cody did it. Cody got him beat up.
That's who should have won.
That's my conspiracy, and I'm sticking to it. Cody did it. Cody was the reason why Ray didn't win. That's my conspiracy.
Hey, listen, as long as I'm getting a better storyline, I'm with it. Cody is, in my opinion, based on the next level, the next chapter of what the bloodline is, because the bloodline is the storyline. It's not Cody. It's not even to the highest degree. It's not even Sammy. You know, Sammy's a part of the storyline of the bloodline.
It's Jay.
In my opinion. Oh, no. You can say Jay. I'm not even here to disagree with that. You know what I'm saying? Because what my man Franchise said was 100% where the storyline is circled around Jay and it's circled around, hold up. Sammy pulled the trigger that I couldn't pull. So we need to see where that's going to go, where that's going to lead up to. I think that's very exciting to see. But I believe that Cody is the next chapter of the Bloodline story because now this is about family. Like Cody said, Cody said this, and I'm getting off the phone with y'all. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and go back to y'all want to say because this is what Cody said, and this promo makes so much sense right here. I only got to say his last words. He said, pull up a seat because you can be the head of the table. You can be the tribal chief. But what you won't be is the WWE, the WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. He had that whole crowd going crazy. That man is over. Please don't disrespect that man's overness. This is that show on the roof, the American Airlines. And I'm out. See you later.
Yo, I love this. Yo, I love this show. Yo, I swear to God, that guy is great. Yo.
Yo, my man came up like
the fact that he comes in, cuts a promo, and cuts off before we can even have a rebuttal was hilarious to me every time.
Yo,
oh, man.
Hey, yo, listen, everybody, I'm going to tell you right now.
Nuso did say something to catch my attention, though. So, you can tell, like, it's so convoluted right now because obviously the big story is the Bloodline right now, right? And it's like... Well, my only gripe with wrestling right now, or especially with Cody challenging, Cody hasn't even fit himself into this Bloodline storyline yet. And I feel like WWE should at least tie that loose end up. You get what I'm saying? Like, because Cody comes out, cuts a promo like, oh, Roman, you're next. And it's like, but when Roman comes out tomorrow, it's not even going to be about Cody.
You know what it is?
You see what I'm saying? Like,
they in a good place, man. That's what it is. And him mentioning it, just lets him know, like, all right, don't take your eye off the ball, Roman, because I'm coming for you. But
exactly.
To be honest, though, WWE isn't a good – like, yo, if your biggest problem is you got options, you're in a good space.
Which normally over the last few years they haven't.
Exactly. Like, yo, remember last year they did Brock and Roman again. SummerSlam, there wasn't even a contendership.
SummerSlam, they did Brock and Roman again.
Yeah, but no contenders or nothing. Just like, yo. So, like, this, the fact that you got options, and, like, this whole Bloodline feud has built stars.
It has, because there's so many different places you can go. Like, you can have Solo win Money in the Bank. Like, it's just so many, like, because he's that credible right now, being in the Bloodline, it can work. You can have KO win it. You can have Sammy win it. You can have Jay win it.
Yo, the funny thing is, yo, the Kevin Owens getting back into the Bloodline story. Before it was just the Roman and Jay versus KO. For KO to get back in the Bloodline story is literally him telling Sammy, saying, yo, tell Roman he owes me one. That's right.
Because what did he do? He stunned McIntyre, right? Or something like that?
He wrestled McIntyre. Yeah, this was before Clash of the Castle.
I remember because that's when Roman was like, I don't owe him anything.
And then Kevin Owens just kept building back up and becoming a monster.
Shout out to Triple H for that.
So, yeah, thank
Triple H pulled the total reset button on Kevin Owens and it worked.
Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is, Kevin Owens
and
still
it would work, but that's the thing with Kevin Owens, it would always work. Kevin Owens the beast.
And then the funny thing about the so many angles you can go, like, whatever, let's just say Roman somehow gets the belt back. Let's just say Roman loses both belts, right? But then they do a tournament and Roman gets the Universal belt back. Let's just say after the tournament, whatever. You could do a scenario where Jey Uso wins Money in the Bank and then have him chasing Roman. Roman could think that he might be going after Cody, and in actuality, he just uses it and catches it on Roman.
Yo, I'm with it. Another thing I said was like, yo, if you really want to see a perfect person you can build Jay like, is this? This is gonna be so coincidental now that I'm saying this. If you want to see the perfect like prototype of someone you could build Jey Uso like, RIP to Jay Briscoe, because that is like the perfect like prototype they can look at. Tag team with his brother, but ends up becoming a Ring of Honor world champion. Same thing, same scenario.
Oh, you could look at, if that's the case, you could look at somebody like Jeff Hardy. But those typical
Jeff Hardy sucked.
Stop. Okay, what about Bret Hart then? What about Bret Hart then?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Shawn Michaels, all of these guys started off Intercontinental Champions or started off like tag team specialists and then ended up world champions.
Man.
That was the original WWE formula. They pick out one of the best players, they put him in Intercontinental title, he has a run, then they put him in the world title.
And then that's how they... Wait, that's,
I honestly, mean, do that's you feel, really feel doing. You can see Jay without Jimmy?
Yes. And the only reason I say that is because he did a lot of it during that pandemic time when Jimmy was out.
Yeah, and then matches, bro. He did like 6-7 matches, and y'all got
he was y'all coined him as the
superstar.
First of all, we didn't quote him as a superstar. Roman Reigns called the main event Jey Uso.
No, it's Paul Heyman that said it.
Your tribal chief and wise man called him main event Jey Uso. Remember that?
Yeah, but the thing about it, he delivered.
Boy, he had like 7 matches.
He was putting on bangers though. He was putting on low key bangers though.
Let's look at the people he beat.
I looked at that.
Like, he was Daniel, incredible against
Daniel
Roman.
Bryan.
Honestly, he was incredible.
That Daniel was his Bryan, best Kevin. Match.
To credit Bryan Danielson doesn't have bad matches though. You can't really count that.
Yes, you can. Because if he beat Daniel Bryan, then
at that time, Daniel Bryan was putting everybody over.
Yo, but he beat Daniel Bryan. You got that belt.
Yeah, so has Mustafa Ali. And what did that do for him?
Mustafa Ali never beat Daniel Bryan.
Yes, he did. When he hit him with the 054. That's when he changed the move. Remember, he landed on his face and he pinned him.
Nah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, you gotta go back, brother. Yeah, that's the reason why he don't do the 054 no more. Because the knees landed on Daniel Bryan's face when he pinned him. When he was the planet
champion. Owens, he's beating Kevin Owens. You can say, because everybody beat Kevin Owens. I'd have said that have been like
everybody he beat Kevin Owens.
Jey Uso did.
Yeah. You remember there was a stretch of time where Kevin Owens wasn't winning a lot of matches.
Yeah. See, we're gonna do so. All right. So now we're gonna have to
talk about
because I'm gonna sit there and be like, you could have said this, you could say the same thing that happened to Roman. There's a time everybody was beating Roman. Finn, The Miz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's also a time he was also suspended too.
Bray Wyatt.
I'm not gonna talk about Bray Wyatt.
See
everybody, because remember, there was a point in time everybody's being Bray Wyatt too.
Exactly. there was a point where everybody's being the Undertaker.
I was actually getting tight over that shit.
Because Bray Wyatt became that guy whose promos were great, but then he couldn't deliver in the match when it counted. Ain't no difference.
There was a point where everybody was beating Brock Lesnar, which is weird.
Brock Lesnar would just come back, get a pay-per-view day, lose, and then be gone for 3 months. Shit, there was a point in time everybody's beating Bobby Lashley.
That's pretty much what he do now anyway.
There was a point in time everybody's beating Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, Jey Uso, he earned that gold, bro.
I'm gonna tell you right now, the day comes that Jey Uso beats Roman, it's gonna be because of Sammy. It's gonna be because of Sammy.
I would prefer, and I'm not gonna hold you. If they're gonna let Jey Uso fight Roman Reigns, I would prefer him not be the champion and let them fight. Because I can't see him beating Roman with the title.
The reason why you can't see it is because you're used to seeing him in a certain light.
Yeah, and then at some point you got.
It means that you know what it is. Too many of these B wrestlers, and then you hyped all these A wrestlers to where they are now, and it's like, seeing them win is like,
look at your mindset. You calling these guys B wrestlers? If everybody thought like you, then we'd have the same main event scene all the time, and then you'd be like,
I agree. But once again, this is where that you know you want to see that giant lose to the underdog.
Yo, but that's the thing. Yo, one bit, but that's and that's Jay and Roman. And then so like, yo, could you ever see, like, I don't know how long you've been watching, Don, but would you ever see a time where people be hyped to see Roman Reigns?
Yeah. I've been watching, bro.
When the fans realized that Roman was the hand chosen member of the Shield, when Mox and Seth were putting on bangers, nobody wanted to see Roman anymore. that's when the boo started. When they realized that they was choosing him over Daniel Bryan when Daniel Bryan was red hot, sort of like how they choosing Cody now when Sami Zayn is red hot, nobody wanted to see Roman anymore. That's where all the boos came from.
Me, per se, I would rather see Seth take the belt. And I ain't going to hold
it. Yo, and I feel Seth, like I'm Seth telling you right now, those Seth titles,
even both Seth, those titles or one of those titles.
Seth is Roman's kryptonite.
Would be that's one true. Of my best things.
Oh, can I say one thing? And
yeah, go ahead.
My friend said this too. Seth Rollins does the pedigree better than Triple H at this point.
Because
he actually, I'm sorry, he mastered that. And the way he caught Chad Gable on Monday, I sat there and I said, yo, WTF, how do you even do that, bro?
First of all, the way that Seth Rollins is able to hit the pedigree off of anybody doing a spear, Triple H never did that.
The fact that Seth Rollins can hit the pedigree out of nowhere.
This is what I'm saying. And then if he can't beat you, the pedigree is going to stomp your head in. So you got two credible finishing moves.
Yeah.
He's honestly,
the man, bro. I don't know why everybody's like, oh, Jay, Sammy. No, Seth, man.
Because Seth ain't at the storyline right now.
I get you.
Seth out here.
Well,
listen.
Seth is still in the storyline with Cody. He ain't never get that clear win.
I'm going to be honest with you. If Cody was hurt, like, let's just say if Cody would have got hurt, like, in December, right? He'd have been out for a year. That spot would have been Seth Rollins' spot.
Of course.
And Seth Rollins is smooth enough to kind of weave his way right into the Bloodline storyline.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. But knocking on the door, yep.
That's all it is. And then my thing is like, yo, honestly, when you can build a star nobody sees as a star, those are the best stories.
That's what makes wrestling magic, man.
Yeah,
that's the best stories.
When guys like Sami Zayn come out looking like a star, when you get to a point where everybody wants to see Sami Zayn win the world title from Roman, or they want to see Jey Uso be the one to do it, then you know you built your storyline perfectly. Because the whole point of a storyline like that is to build new people out of it.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't want to see Roman pick that out yet.
The minute Roman loses all the belts, the moment you see Roman get pinned for a three count, your mind will be so much clearer after that.
It's going to be pandemonium. Listen, right now,
Hogan lost. I was actually happy Hogan lost.
Yeah, but Roman is smart enough to actually stay down for a three. Hogan used to get kicked out right at the three. what are you doing? So,
Roman is M. Bison right now, son. He's M. Bison.
Taker beat him that day. Everybody should have. That was it right there.
Roman, we could all agree that Roman needs to lose the belts at Mania.
Yes. He needs to.
I don't know. I can't agree to that.
Because if Roman don't lose at Mania, I don't know where he goes from there. No, because if Roman don't
lose at Mania, brought up a good point. You know, our old champions used to be 5 years holding titles.
Oh, no. I don't have that attention span.
I can see that run.
Bro, I don't have that attention span. As a fan, I'm going to tell you right now, as a fan, if Roman holds the belt another calendar year, I'm not watching it until he lose again. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't. Especially if he's holding both belts hostage. I can't do that.
I'm all with moving the heavyweight title.
Listen here, Don. Let me tell you something, Don, and we're going to close
out. All with it.
Roman has to lose sometime. You know that, right?
I get you. I get
he does.
You, bro.
He's going to lose soon.
Yeah, I get it, bro. Yeah.
No, not Bray Wyatt.
The hell? Yeah, no. KK, what is with this Bray Wyatt? No.
It has to be Seth Rollins at SummerSlam.
Yo, I don't get this Bray Wyatt infatuation. This dude is trash. What part of that you? Yo.
All right,
I'm trash. He's trash, and I'm gonna tell you what. Yo, it's wrestlers don't.
Damn, you called yourself trash, bro.
That's how bad it got bad.
Yo, he said, "I'm so trash for saying this name."
No, Bray Wyatt. Think how bad it gotta be that wrestlers don't want to wrestle you to the point that your WrestleMania match is Uncle Howdy. So you mean to tell me there's a Lashley, there's a Balor, there's an AJ, there's a Seth? None of these guys want to wrestle you. Your WrestleMania matches are Uncle Howdy.
Who's his brother?
Dallas? Exactly.
Stop. Because Bo, first of all.
No, because then if he unmasks him and everybody's like, oh, it's Bo Dallas.
They're gonna be hype. Okay, one thing I will say, and Bray Wyatt said this himself, and this is gonna be funny. Nah. I can see why he would want to wrestle his brother though. Because Bray did say in an interview that Bo Dallas is actually better than him.
I agree. I 100%. 100%. Bo Dallas is better than Bray Wyatt as Uncle Howdy and as Bo Dallas. I will believe before I follow the buzzers. Absolutely. Oh my God.
Yo.
Bo, Bray Wyatt needs to get the belts at some of this.
Let's just say
the last time Bray Wyatt was a champion, how did that work?
The last time. Oh, okay. No. Okay, I get you.
How did that work?
He wasn't even pinned.
Yes, he was. He got pinned by Bray. By Goldberg.
He's the one that got pinned.
The last time he was champion, Braun got pinned by Roman.
I don't count that shit, man.
Yes, we do.
I ain't count that either. I don't count that.
And he never got his rematch. So now
he beat Braun Strowman.
He never got his rematch.
Okay,
right,
so
I agree with that. He did never get his rematch.
I remember they got rid of the rematch clause.
They sure did, so Roman could keep the belts.
Yeah, they got rid of the rematch, and they sent Ray to Raw. They sent Ray straight to Raw.
And he still ain't getting no title matches. They got rid of the rematch clause because Roman didn't want to fight Bray no more. Roman said, I saw what y'all did with his career. Nah, I'm good, fam.
Because Roman would have
I got two more years in Roman. Let's go.
He said Bray Wyatt is getting cooked on the stove slowly. Yo, Bray Wyatt been getting cooked on the stove slowly since 2013. When is this shit going to be done?
Come on. Two more years of Roman, I think we'd be good. Let's go.
Two more years of Roman what? As champ?
Two more years of Roman as the champ.
Now you wildin' on that note. We're gonna get out of here. I'm not acknowledging this crap. Yo, thank you everybody for tuning in. Yo, we're gonna be back next week. And I don't want to talk about Bray Wyatt no more until you put on a 4-star match. So with that being said, everybody have a good night, yo. We out.